Hey there, folks. I'm a little teapot, short and stout, and my name is John Henry from johnhenry.us. Welcome to TLDR, Too Long Didn't Read. Let's have a short conversation about the anger vote. I ran across this meme from Michigan Republicans posted via motivational speaker Matt Foley, that's Matt Hall, who, as it happens, is my state representative. For those of you who are on audio, the meme just reads, "Breaking Democrats are taking money away from the classrooms and giving it to corrupt union bosses." The original post, which I've linked in the article for this, adds a comment about an extreme partisan agenda and a comment about big labor with a link to more empty verbiage built to make you angry and stop you from asking about the details. So first things first, big labor is you and me, working people trying to get a living wage and dignified compensation and conditions for their work. That's who he's really pushing against here, is us. Second, there are assertions made here that aren't supported anywhere in the related text or links. Quote, taking away money from classrooms or giving it to corrupt, which is also unsupported, union bosses. There's no direct information path from this graphic to the substance of the issues that he's yammering about. You have to dig into the comments, follow the link to the Michigan GOP's website article, read all the way through it. Almost at the bottom, you find the actual bill numbers. Then you have to Google and go read them just to find out that none of what he's saying is actually true. For instance, one of the bills he's talking about repeals a law preventing state agencies from processing union dues as a payroll deduction, making it as annoying as possible to pay union dues. And that's what this is really about. Make the lie loud and clear. Make the truth hard to find. You aren't supposed to notice folks like Matt taking away money from public classrooms and giving it to churches and other private school operators, all of whom make political donations and in-kind contributions. You aren't supposed to notice that's an end run around the establishment clause used to con the government into funding religious instruction. Eventually, you can take religion out of it completely and pretend you're just a plucky entrepreneur improving education for everyone by privatizing it and monetizing it, and we'll just ignore that you're also destroying it and perpetuating outrageous abuses of power and elitism and reinforcements of systemic imbalances of power like racism and sexism, and most importantly, capitalism. When I was a kid, you had to pay out of pocket to access that privilege. Now you just have to know the right people and fill out the right forms, and the state will pay it for you, essentially giving you the same thing that you were getting directly from the state 40 years ago, except it costs 50 times as much because of all the middlemen taking their cut along the way to pay folks like Matt here. Plus, it's been split into separate systems, one for the privileged and one for the rest. And the privileged have stationed themselves as brokers and middlemen all along the way to get paid. I told y'all when they started outsourcing the lunch lady to save a buck, which it never did, that it wouldn't be long before they outsourced the whole school. And people like Matt sneered and laughed from his van down by the river, just like they'll sneer and laugh now because they think he cleverly avoided this whole conversation by simply saying classrooms, which helps hide the fact that what he's really talking about is those privately owned classrooms that ultimately help fund his political career. Those are the classrooms he's really worried about money being taken away from, the classrooms that pay for his campaigns. Then, of course, there's the whole anti-union framing, which is normal GOP politics, and I won't go into here other than to notice it. What Matt here wants to motivate you to do is ignore the facts and feel like you and your kids are being attacked and robbed. There's no evidence of that. There's not anyone even credibly suggesting it, but that doesn't matter. What matters is you go for the emotion, and that bypasses the critical thinking, and boom, half Southwest Michigan is pissed at the Democrats for stealing their schools. It works the same everywhere. Stop falling for it. Cultivate emotional detachment from these issues and you will be able to see them more clearly. That's it for me. I'm John Henry from johnhenry.us, reminding you that I stay independent by being crowdfunded, and that means everything I do here depends on you. So remember to like, share, subscribe, and spread the word. And if you can, please drop by johnhenry.us/money, and you'll find a range of one-time and ongoing weekly or monthly support options to help pay the bills and buy the gear that makes all this happen. Thank you very much. I'm John Henry. Peace.